session. The next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is a public hearing. A public hearing is hereby open, declared at 7:25 for the purpose of hearing public input on the intent to file a general waiver on behalf of the California Virtual Academy at Los Angeles related to a filing deadline for funding determination and Education Code 47634.2. Is there anybody that would like to speak to this issue in the public hearing? Seeing none, I will adjourn the public hearing at 7:26. Okay, I don't have anything to report. Board of Education reports, anybody? Just a minute. Mr. Flowers?
Yes. What I'd like to do, I pass you guys some piggy banks. See, what is this for? The Rotary Club, which I'm going to be a part of, which I'm going to be sworn in on the 5th of November. What we are doing, they're in the process of putting on a dinner and a matinee. What the proceeds go to, shoes and socks for the kids in our school district. All the money will go to the shoes, schools and socks for the needy kids in our district. So I'd like to invite the board on the second Wednesday of December. It's going to be at Payless. We're going to be in the West Covina Mall. We got Roland School District and West Covina School District is involved in it. So I'd like to invite the board to be a part of. We're going to give 100 kids, and Roland is giving 100 kids shoes and socks also. And Roland is really, really, really ahead of us right now. But all the money that we get, so I want you guys to get your piggy banks full. Now, I've already put a couple of pennies in to get you started. So by the first of the month, I will collect all those changes you have. I want you to put quarters and dollars and $10. So, but all the money, all the proceeds go to the schools and socks of our district. Also, I went to the community service day. And when I went to the community service day, thank you to Debbie and the school district, they donated all the tables and the chairs. And what I have here, I have some awards. Some certificate of recognition from the West Covina Fire School District from the City Council, which I'm passing on to our president. Also, I have that's the City Council. This one here is from Glory Molina. That's going to our West Covina School District. You can pass it down. And one more certificate that they presented to the West Covina Unified School Board. And this is from Senator Aaron Hernandez. He presented this to us at the West Covina as Community Service Day. Well, we went out, we cleaned parks, all the community service groups like the Elks, the Lions, the Rotary, the West Covina Improvement Association. We went out to all the different parks in the cities. Me, myself, I was painting bathrooms. My goodness, it's some tough bathrooms to paint. But we all got involved, and we had a big dinner, and it was a wonderful occasion. But all the communities coming together as one, with the city council also, cleaning our parks and working with the Parks and Recreation to clean up our parks. We did a wonderful job. So I'd like to thank the district for donating the chairs, and they talked about it, how much they appreciated the district volunteering their tables and chairs for this occasion. This is the second time they have asked the district to do something like this, and the district has come forth and really helped the city as a whole. So I can see our city and the West Covina School District really come together as one. And I'd like to thank the board and the school district for allowing it to come together. So just remember, get your chains together, guys. That's all I have to say, and thank you.
Okay. I wanted to say first that, just a reminder, that this Saturday, and it would be great for the kiddos too, Hearst Ranch is having their Harvest Festival. So it is going to be this Saturday, October the 18th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we will not conflict or coincide with the Red Ribbon Week this year. So that should create a good turnout for both events without being any division.
I think 10 to 2?
10 to 2, correct, 10 to 2. It's $5 per person, and every student gets a pumpkin, and there's lots of hand-on activities. There was a Meals on Wheels dinner that I attended supporting Reina Del Haro of Kaiser. Since we have that relationship with Kaiser and Hearst Ranch, I was asked to attend in support of Reina being recognized. for her work. So I did attend that, and Kaiser was very appreciative to have someone there from the district and the Hearst Ranch Board, since I can fill both those roles. I also was a validator for the Golden Bell Awards because I'm on the delegate committee with CSBA, and that's why Mr. Seaman had passed out the document to us. It came from a document I received from El Monte, which I had passed along that I thought was really good. And then I want to thank so much the principals over at Cameron, Orangewood, Hollingcrest, Coronado, and California for hosting our site visits. It was excellent. Thank you so much. Thanks for opening your doors. So thank you, everyone. And remember, Hearst Ranch on Saturday, 10 to 2. Okay, that's it.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is items from the floor. I have one request to speak this evening from Sylvania Para, and I understand her husband is going to speak on her behalf. Okay. Está bien. De nada.
Muy buenas tardes a todos. Gracias por esta oportunidad. Vengo a porque mis hijos necesitan ayuda en académico, y yo no tengo no sé cómo explicarles a ellos lo de las tareas y todo esto que les mandan, y no les sabemos explicar, entonces no tenemos nadie que nos ayude.
He said good evening, and the reason he's here is because he needs assistance with his children, their homework. The homework that's being sent home, he's having a hard time helping them with the homework that they're receiving.
Quisiera si alguien me pudiera decir que ayudar en esto, porque no sé.
When he receives homework, he doesn't know what to do with it, so he's asking for some assistance.
Mis hijos de verdad necesitan ayuda ahorita. Es el futuro que tienen.
His children need a lot of assistance because it's their future, and he feels that they're not receiving the support that they need.
Otra de las cosas también de a veces que tenemos alguna pregunta llamada a la escuela, nadie habla español tampoco.
He said sometimes when they do go to the school site to ask for help, no one there speaks Spanish.
No podemos ir a ser voluntarios porque tampoco no hablamos el inglés.
And also they would like to volunteer at the school, but because they don't speak English, they don't know how to go about it. Uh-huh. Volunteers.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. That's it.
Gracias. Thank you. Gracias.
All right. Sit down. Does anybody else like to speak? Señor, tenemos muchas gentes para ayudar para tu familia. Llamada. They will call you. It's not bad, huh?
Pretty good, Steve. Good job.
Do you want to interpret for them?
Pretty good, Steve.
Would you? Would you? Yeah, let me know what I said, would you? Oh, gracious sakes. All right, is there anybody else that would like to speak before the board this evening? Seeing none, we'll move on to the business session of the meeting and the approval of the agenda and consent items. Is there anybody that would like to recommend an item to be added or removed from? No, it only takes a second. They're not going to get us. Are they waiting for us? They're not waiting for us, are they? Okay.
Can we have 13 and 14?
I'm sorry?
Can we have 13 and 14 and 24?
That's it?
Mm-hmm. And which one? Which one, Jessica?
I'm fine with 29. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, do you have enough? All right. We have a recommendation to add items number 13 and 14 to consent, as well as item number 29 to consent.
And to approve 11 with a correction.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. And we do have a correction for item number 11, and it's been passed out to each of us. So to include that with that change. All right. Is there a motion for this item, please?
I'll move as amended.
Seconded. It's been moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Eileen Miranda Jimenez, to approve the agenda and consent items for the regular meeting of October 14th, 2014, with the additions of items number 13, 14, and 29 to the consent calendar. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. So then that gives us the first item on the agenda is item number 15. Hang on just a second. You know what? I'm going to go just slightly out of order and hear item number 23 first.
Wait, we have a PowerPoint presentation.
I'm ready.
This is only because I want to keep the suspense going for item number 15. Okay. So item number 23, Mr. Seaman, please.
Yeah, I'd like to report to the board that for the first quarter of this school year, we have no Williams, Valenzuela, or Casey settlement report or complaints. And no, I don't have a PowerPoint.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for that. I did that so that we could have an opportunity to have let me go back a second here. Item number 14 on the agenda was the approval of the superintendent's search consultants, and with that we approved Leadership Associates as the company to conduct the search for the new West Covina Unified School District superintendent. Since they so happen to be here this evening, we also they've asked to give an information report so that we can begin this process as soon as we can and efficiently as we can in moving forward with the replacement of our dear beloved superintendent. All right, so with that, Mike Escalante, is that right, or did you have anything to say? Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. We really come here with mixed emotions. One, happy to see you again and spend time with you, but mixed in the sense that losing Debbie, who's done just an incredible job for you over the past several years. You know, it's kind of always interesting when you go through the process of placing a superintendent. It always reminds me of the feeling that I had when I left my kindergartner the first day of school on the teacher's doorstep. Was that teacher going to treat that child well, and was that child going to be successful? And from talking with Debbie over the past few weeks, it's been a remarkable adventure that she's had with all of you. Work that's been done for children in the district, and particularly one of the things you should be incredibly proud of also is the staff that she has brought together over the period of the last several years. It's really something very special that other districts wish they had. So congratulations to you, and congratulations to Debbie in this process.
Thank you.
I've known Debbie a long time. We worked at Santa Monica High School years and years ago, so it's fun to see her come full circle as part of the process. We wanted to spend a few minutes talking to you a little bit about, and I know this is particular, I know that four of you have had the experience of going through this before, but I think this wouldn't be a bad opportunity to kind of review some of the procedures and processes that we use and for you to ask any questions that you might have along the way. First, let me introduce my partner, Dennis Smith, and Dennis Smith comes to us as been with the firm about the same time as I have. Former superintendent of Placentia Yorba Linda, Laguna Beach, Irvine, and actually had a state large district. He was Orange County. Yes. Or Disneyland? Disney World. And we also have one of our other to-be partners sitting in the audience back behind us, Mark Ecker, who's retiring as of December 31st as the superintendent of Fountain Valley. And he just also left as the president of AXA. So he brings a lot of network support to our process, and we're really pleased to have Mark as part of the process. First, let me kind of just go over, particularly for Mr. Flowers, kind of a little bit of the history and how we're comprised as an organization as a reminder. And then Dennis is going to spend a little bit of time going over the procedures that we use as part of the process. And then we're going to do is take some input from you and what you're looking for in a new superintendent. And then we're going to want to talk to you about who you want us to meet with as we build a profile for a new superintendent. And then we also want to do is work on a timeline and some basic protocols of how we will communicate through this process. Okay? So we'll try to get to it as quickly as possible. First of all, Leadership Associates really is a unique organization. We do approximately 50% of the searches in the state of California. We have 10 partners and one more to be over a period of the next several years. We will continue to reach out, and in fact, we're actually expanding our services and doing things like coaching, board workshops, and protocol workshops, and so forth that will help support districts who are looking for that process. What we're going to do is talk a little bit about the timeline. We're going to talk to you about what distinguishes us from the other firms, and one of them, probably the most important, is our proven record. In fact, I could share with you my proven record is Debbie's the first superintendent to leave in the four and a half years that I've been with the firm. So we've got a good job of matching people who bring certain skills and backgrounds to a district that has certain backgrounds and skills that they're looking for as an organization. We've done almost 300 searches now. We're just going back over our record since our founding in 1996. We're real selective, and we love working with districts that we know. And we know your district. We spent a lot of time in your district. So we know the kinds of characteristics and things that you'd be looking for in a new superintendent. Part of the process is you are directly involved, just as you've been in the past as part of the process. We have a very important silent partner in the process, and that's Linda Hunt, who will do a great deal to reach out to Monica and make sure that all of our efforts are well coordinated. You know, we'll recruit throughout the region, and sometimes we even recruit as far as New York. You know, when we're looking for the best and the brightest to fit. Our service is a little different than some of the other firms in the sense that it's one price, all-inclusive. We take care of advertising, travel, everything that's associated with the process. And we do something else that not everybody else does, is we guarantee your superintendent for a year. And we'll help support them and the board to make sure there's a good working relationship with you. So with that, you know, particularly, Michael, do you have any questions?
No, not at this moment. Okay. I have some things rolling around in my head.
Okay. I'm going to do is ask Dennis to talk a little bit about the procedures that we're going to use and so forth as part of the process.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you to the board for having the honor to be part of the search. We're very excited about that. And it was very hard to get you a standing group of superintendents or candidates for you to look at. Just want to talk about the five elements of the search. Go through that quickly to give you just a sense of it. And the first part is an important one, that's this evening, and to have the initial meeting with the board. And what we do want to talk about, and hopefully have a little bit of time to do that, is to really hear from you the characteristics that you're looking for in a new superintendent, what are the strengths of this district, and what are the challenges that the new superintendent will be facing. Those are the same three questions that we're going to ask when we spend a day or two with all the community groups. We're also going to ask you about who we should be meeting with. But anyways, regarding the initial meeting with the board, which is really important, Mike talked about that. We're going to talk about the timeline, which groups he wants to meet with, and the kind of search process that we'll be going through. So that's the first very most important element, and we'll do that this evening. We also want to talk about any, in closed session, any potential candidates that you're aware of, too, so we know if there's some candidates you think that we should be recruiting. But the second part of the process after this evening is to go to the community, and we'll be spending the majority of the day here into the evening talking to you first, who should we be meeting with, which parent group, PTA, booster clubs, city managers, police, the cabinet, superintendent. So we want the teachers association, teachers as a whole, but what is that group that we should be meeting with? So we tell them, we ask them actually, the board specifically asked for us to meet with you as an important stakeholder. What do you think is important in the qualities that we should be looking for, the board should be looking for in the superintendent? Again, what challenges you see facing this district, and then what are the strengths of the district? So from that, and then we'll also be putting together a survey that will go out far beyond that. And we've had just tremendous good fortune with that. We'll be working with Monica to determine how we can best send out to all the staff, as many community stakeholders as possible, be on your website, and get a sample of that. But again, get more input. Through this process, we do not think anybody will say that they weren't asked their opinions and their thoughts on how the superintendent should come forward. That information will be given to you as board members. It's a tremendous report card and sort of assessment on the district, because people are very open and honest with us. They really are. They'll share, and it'll be remarkably positive. There'll be some things in there to say, right, we knew that. And there'll be others, some things that, you know, that's important for us to be thinking about. So you will get all that information, and from that, we'll draft up a position description that describes to the candidates at large who might be interested in this position, what are the qualities, what's this district like, and what are the things that are going to be most important in terms of qualities of the new superintendent. Then the hard work for us begins. We advertise in EdCal, we advertise nationally if that's important, I think it is, but we do the recruitment process. We will be calling people just like, you know, Mike did with Debbie, and contacting people. There'll be a number of people, individuals who will make application based on the advertisement, but the vast majority will come from our personal contacts. And we have 11 partners throughout the state, Northern California, Southern California. And so we've made contacts with individuals and said, you know you don't need this job. We know you're not looking, but you should. And so we talk to them about if we think that you might be the right match. And at the end of the day, there may be 25 or 30 candidates. You will see everyone in terms of who applied. And then we will have vetted every candidate. We can ask them questions that perhaps you can't even ask. There will be no surprises, and we'll present to the board the entire group of candidates who applied, and then a recommended list of candidates who we think are particularly strong in terms of the match with which you and the community said was important. But during that meeting, there will be a lot of discussion. There may be people move from one group to the other, and ultimately you'll make the decision of those four, five, or six individuals that you think you really want to meet with. And then we help you through the process of designing questions, setting up an entire day to go through the process where you interview, but Mike and I will be present through that and kind of walk through that process where ultimately you'll make the selection for the new superintendent. It's still not final. There'll be a site visitation where board members will go and be a validation visit, which we think is important. Sometimes it's not the entire board, it's not possible, but at least several members of the board to go and go to the site of that individual to make sure that everything that you've seen, that you've heard, that we said, match up, and ultimately it will be agendized for board action. And Mike will go through that time frame, which is going to be really important because we want to hammer down some real specific time frames that include the closing of this, the time in which we would present candidates to the board, and the interview date, too. So that will be something that we would like to try to do this evening. So that's just a quick overview of the process. It's a confidential process. We feel that the best candidates are going to be those individuals who really aren't necessarily looking for positions. They're in a very good position where they're at. So we keep that process very confidential, and that way we can ensure that we get as many candidates as possible to be presented at the SWM board. Mm-hmm. Right here.
So we could probably do is hopefully you all brought a calendar along that we could begin the process of kind of going through some potential dates for you.
And do you have it in, you have in it your proposal? Mm-hmm.
Do they have a copy of it?
Right.
So we have October 14th as our initial meeting date. And then we want to do is we want to begin the process of determining when we would be meeting with your community members.
And Mike, the date on here, the 24th.
So that was.
It's homecoming for our high school, and it's Friday, and
right.
It would be just a difficult day.
I have it in my calendar. That's a Friday.
We could work with Debbie on that. Because this date does not involve board members. So we can work with the staff to determine a better date. So
okay.
This is simply a draft. So we will work with your staff on that.
Okay.
We're going to come back to who is it that you think we should meet with. After we finish this calendar, we'll come back after this very important date. So we'll talk about, get your input on this.
Okay. Then if you work down the calendar, we'll immediately begin. In fact, we've already started some conversations. People have actually called us and asked us that we know that Debbie is leaving. And what do you know about the search? Who's interested in it? We've already got some dates. These are the dates that we can advertise in EdCal, which is a professional journal out of AXA that's incredibly important as part of our process. But probably even more important than the advertisement is the recruitment that we do, making sure that we know. And that's the strength of Leadership Associates, having 10 partners and an associate member as part of that process. We cover the entire state, and we can reach out. We know people throughout the state as a result of that network of support. And when we do go through the process of recruiting and vetting, we go back to the partners and share with them, hey, these are the names that came up. What do you know about that individual? So that we can get that information as correctly as possible. People can't really hide from it.
And it is interesting. We're getting more. We just completed the Oakland search in Palo Alto. And both of us are outstanding out-of-state candidates. And traditionally, most of the candidates are California-based, but we're finding a great deal of interest in quality candidates wanting to come to California. Maybe it's just a sea change in terms of the environment and fiscally and all, but so it's highly likely there'll be a handful of individuals from outside the state that will make inquiries regarding what's going on. It's a very well-regarded school district.
So if we use November 17th as a closing date, that allows us at least 6 weeks to do recruitment. We usually do recruitment anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, so that's at least adequate, more than adequate. If we work all the way down to, we have to have a certain amount of time to do our background checks to make sure that we bring you all the information about each one of the candidates. We wouldn't bring them back to you, and that's a critical date as December 2nd. We had that on the calendar. So you need to tell us if December 2nd works.
I'd say Tuesday night. We kind of thought.
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And Mike, December 2nd again is.
It's probably going to need, we're probably going to need 2 to 3 hours to bring to you the candidates that have applied, to go through their resumes, their backgrounds. And then you make the decision of who you want to actually interview.
That's fine with me. That's fine on my calendar, December 2nd.
All right, we're set on that.
And what's the time frame that you'd like?
6 o'clock. Is that all right for you?
6 o'clock.
Okay. And then, if there's any other additional questions that you want to ask, we need a few days just to go back and check over those questions that might occur. So So we set initially as December 8th, the week after the election, as an interview date.
That's a Monday.
That's a Monday.
You guys have traditionally had us interview on Saturdays. I think I like that better. It gives us more time.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that most of the candidates are going to be working superintendents. And if they're doing this...
We've done both.
Yeah. I would prefer this Saturday because it's worked in the past. Especially with me for work, it would have to be in the evening. I know I'm
so
in trial.
So 13th through the 6th?
It would have to be the 6th
be
because
the
6th, it's 13th.
CSBA.
Okay.
Which I wanted to let you know that for the site visit, it would have to be from the 17th on because we'll all be returning on the 16th.
Right. Okay. That's right. We'll be there also. So, and that's a, I think it's a great idea on Saturday. It's a little calmer, everything's quiet. And
allows the candidates to come in and out without everybody being.
And that's a,
and that way we could actually do it here rather than sometimes we do it in a hotel. Yeah, so it's easier for everybody to do it.
And that one, as you recall, it'll be a fairly full day in the early days. Mm-hmm. We generally start at 7:30 with an orientation, 8 o'clock would be an interview, and it would go through 5 or 6 o'clock.
Four of the five of us have done it,
yeah.
So we know.
So
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, really, I enjoyed it.
So we have December 6th. That works.
Okay.
And then your opportunity to do back to do a site visit would come sometime after December 17th.
Right. So the 17th, 18th, or 19th.
Yeah. And that gives you time for that person.
Okay, Mike. Okay, Mike. You might find somebody from New York. Well, you some site visit you might not be able to get. But how far you go all over the state, right? Most of the people.
Here's what traditionally has happened over the years, Michael. California is so unique because of its funding models, complexities, and so forth. Debbie was an unusual candidate because she was in California before she went to New York, so she had a lot of background as a Californian coming back, so it wasn't quite so hard for sometimes, and there are, I mean, we, for example, placed someone from Denver in Oakland, so it's not to say that's impossible, but the majority of the superintendents that we traditionally place in California are Californians.
Yeah, I was going to say I love that Debbie was out of state, and that was one of my top five, that the candidate be out of state. So I'd like to see the advertisement also happening in whatever is that national publication, in addition to EdCal.
Yes, we can do that. We will. That's the double ASA.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's a bigger world out there. Let's
yes, it is.
And realize that it will be placed on our website.
Okay.
So everyone, I mean, we commonly get a good percentage.
Mike, are you looking for someone to start right away, or are you gonna wait? Are you looking for someone to start?
Well,
so this is new for me, so I don't know. So I'm asking this question.
Our plan was that that we would have the individual hopefully start right after the first of the year. If there was a situation that we couldn't get somebody to start right after the first of the year, we'd help you work through some kind of process. Like last time, we brought in Pedro Garcia as an intro for a few weeks as part of the process. So we'll help you as part of that process. So one way or another, you're not going to be denied. So you can feel pretty comfortable about that. You know, the difficulty, we don't know when the candidate, when you make that selection, whether that person can get away in a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, you know, could be a month. But that's unusual. Usually it's usually 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Mike, I understand that we have one board meeting in December, which is December 9th, and I understand you can't have a special meeting to appoint a superintendent. But
yeah.
What we could do is reschedule the 9th, which is a regular meeting. So I'm wondering if we want to think now about rescheduling that meeting so you'll be able to appoint somebody before December.
Yeah, and we've talked to several law firms about that.
Okay.
There's some law firms who would say to you that just by scheduling it in the 72-hour, after the 72-hour window and so forth, it would be considered a regular board meeting.
Okay.
That's some attorneys. You need to ask your attorney. There are other attorneys who look at it more strictly and say that it has to be one of the agenda dates that were established as your
calendar.
Entire year. And then there are other attorneys who will say all you have to do is go in and modify the date of one of those.
Well, I mean, we usually have two meetings a month. I'm wondering if we could modify, because we only have one in December, and modify that to have two in December, which is typically what we do anyway.
Yeah, you could do that.
So maybe we want to
modify your calendar for the year.
We could modify our calendar, and I'm wondering, just looking at our calendar, since CSBA is the 15th through the 17th, would we want a Thursday meeting on the 18th? I would give you that week to visit the site.
The only thing you're going to need is a window to develop the contract.
Right. Okay, so then we get into the holiday.
And we'll help you with that as far as the development of the contract. And traditionally, most of the time, it ends up the contract looks very similar to the past superintendent's contract.
So really, I mean, if we're looking at the holiday, the choices would be the 22nd, the 18th, 22nd, or the 29th. I don't know if people are traveling over the...
I like the 18th because I'd like to, as best as possible, leave our holiday schedule. So the 18th is good for me.
There should be enough time for the 6th. If we do the 6th, then we'll help you kind of get it loaded. We're going to help walk you through the whole process.
What sometimes happens, I think, if you do the 18th, that's really wise and prudent. Many times, by the time the superintendent interview completes itself, we work through contact parameters, and everyone signs off on that. The attorney and the superintendent go back and forth. So even on the 18th, what could happen, and this happens quite often, is not the approval of the contract, but the approval of the hiring of the superintendent, you know, for a certain period of time, and with a contract to come back at later dates. And so the contract could come back in January, but the superintendent has already been hired. So I think that would be the 18th, if everyone can do it, is a great date. If the contract is done, great. If it isn't, the board still can take action to hire the superintendent.
So we'll, at our next meeting, we'll...
I can't do the 18th.
Well, you can't do the
18th. Well, if we follow that model, then would we need the special board meeting? Because we're going to be interviewing on the 6th. Won't we know by the 6th, and we have our board meeting on the 9th?
Well, your site visitation would not have occurred.
Okay.
That would be the only...
But then again, like, it all depends where he's coming from.
Yes, because we didn't fly to New York.
Yeah.
We tried.
Yeah. Is there some time during that week? I think that's a good week to try to schedule something.
The 17th is fine.
Will we be back from...
Well, CSBA, I believe most of our travel dates are the 16th. I could be wrong.
Well, the 17th, does that work for you?
No, I won't be available from the 13th through the end of the year.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
So why don't we try and aim for December 12th? Because if it's a super...
Cammie and I are flying up.
Then how about the 11th?
Because the delegate assembly meets.
How about the 11th? Because if it's a local candidate, then we'll do a site visit that gives us the 8th, 9th, 10th, and even the 11th for whoever's going to go. If it's out of state, we're not going to go visit. And it will still give time for the board to call the district or whatever they need to do if the person is from out of state.
Or we just look at January.
But I think the interviews are occurring on the 13th.
No,
the 6th.
Yeah.
Yes. I already have my plane booked for the 11th. So I'm not available after 10 a.m.
Well, then a different board member will go if it needs to happen on the 11th.
No, but aren't we trying to come up with a date for the special board meeting?
Trying to
yeah.
Well, what time are you leaving?
10. Because delegate assembly meets on the 12th and 13th.
And there's no...
So, and I've already...
But it's far enough in advance. You should be able to move the ticket, and it's not... necessarily difficult.
If the district wants to incur the cost, then that's fine.
Well, there may not
fine.
Be a cost this far in advance,
that's
and
fine.
Quite frankly, I mean, we're trying to have a superintendent in place by January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
if that's fine with the board, because I've already got the lowest possible price, so if there's
because
a change fee, then I'm fine with it.
There's flights from LA to San Francisco from one airport in Southern California basically every 5 minutes. So there
fine.
Has to be
if
a way to change it.
We'll be fine with the increased
cost. You
know,
we actually have done this before. In fact, we actually did the full interview process where a person Skyped in. So I'm sure you
can't. Well, no, unfortunately our board doesn't allow
right.
board meetings
well,
to be teleconferenced.
And this would be a regular board meeting, so we would, if it's going to be the 11th, we'd move the 9th to the 11th.
Yeah.
Does
also,
that
we're not, I thought we were keeping the 9th and creating the additional
as long as
second
it's the same
board
week,
meeting.
We would just move it to the 11th. It's the same week. There wouldn't be any reason to have two.
Would be 11th. I'm giving you approving of you to 5 days to get.
You did mine in one.
And what we'll do is we'll just build on it beforehand. We kind of just plug in the
get a skeleton. We get a skeleton
yeah.
contract and then subject
yeah.
to approval by both attorneys. So that's not a.
I didn't get my ticket.
Several of them.
Hmm?
We have several.
Is
them.
The contract
isn't
yeah.
the issue.
Issue.
It's the. Because the contract.
Right.
And
the contract,
is the
contract isn't the issue. The site visits. Yeah. May be an issue. Most likely not, but may be an issue.
So if the 11th, if the interview is the 6th.
Well, then, so Eileen doesn't have to change the site. But we can tentatively try for the 10th. And we'll have a better
yeah,
idea 10th. As we get closer.
So it's
right.
either 10th or 11th.
Yeah. As 12th, we get closer.
12th goes out.
Yes.
Does the 10th work for everybody?
The 10th works fine for me.
Okay.
At least it gives us
one answer. So, I think it can work. So the site business
the last
would likely
is
be
move it at all.
The 9th or the 10th.
8th, 9th, or 10th, yes.
8th might even be, because it's on Saturday, the person probably couldn't get that organized but so quickly. But that's not a problem, but we would just know that they really required that 9th or 10th.
And we could actually, I mean, I'll tell you the ideal situation is if you go do the site visit and then you come back and the board meeting is set up and you approve after that.
Right.
That's what they, I mean, that's what they did.
That'd be nice.
In Fullerton. So, even if
yeah,
it's
but who did they come up with, though?
Excuse
who
me.
Did they come up with after having done that process?
Me.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Okay.
The 10th is fine.
The, that is a reorganizational meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So just throwing that out there, do we want to do all that on one night?
Yep.
Yeah. We did it with Lily that way. But we may need to check the board policy regarding the organizational meeting if it has a specific. It may just say the first meeting in December.
I'll check
I
it.
Don't know.
Okay. Thank you for working so hard on that.
Yeah.
But
this is the
okay.
Part
when do we talk to you about the candidate superintendent we are looking for?
That's what we're going to do next.
Okay.
All right. So we'll site visit,
there's
just so I can mark it here
exactly.
in my notes, are it's going to be the 9th or the 10th.
On.
Is that right?
Hopefully.
And then the board meeting is potentially the 10th.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Can we do one more thing before
no,
that?
Help yourself. Help no, yourself, Dennis.
Just,
help yourself, Dennis.
We're going to say the best.
No, whatever.
Last, but just
look, I have all
you,
night.
No, but anything that you'd like for us to be meeting with, and we'll work with Monica and Debbie and all those things, but just, if you can just give us some groups and people that you think you want us to talk with, as many as possible, that's fine. Many different groups. And we have also some that you will have not thought of, and we'll bring it up to Debbie, and they'll say, okay, good. And then we'll work back and forth with the board president and board to find out that. But this is a good time just to hear from you, the people or groups you'd like for us to meet with.
Especially if there's a unique group that's very unique to West Covina that wouldn't exist in other communities.
you've done a good job of representing us in the past with all the different groups, but we have taken on the county programs for special ed. There isn't a specific group, but I know at Via Verde, our new school, that the principal there is very concerned because Debbie had a unique understanding of special ed because that was her background. So to somehow, we don't have a group, but connect with that community of the special education parents, which we haven't done in the past, but because we now are taking on a specialized group into our district, and that we've had some recent challenges in the past, to make sure that that group is represented, or even if we have to put a group together to make that happen.
That's perfect. That's the kind of group that we would not know about. I mean, we're going to meet with your principals, your teachers' association, your classified association.
Most importantly, the classified. Put extra stars there. And the president of the association.
And what we generally do, too, is to have an all-call for classified and all-call for teachers at the time they come, and then a specific time for the executive board of CTA or the executive board of CSCA.
Could we include Dennis? Could we include our chief of police? Because I know he's always everywhere in the community. I see him all over the place.
Yeah. Hmm.
Other city people that know
special areas where you see him?
I see him all over the place.
I love the idea of including, as a matter of fact, at our last meeting,
right? Yeah.
I love the idea of including the city council if they're available.
No. This is a school district decision. We don't sit in when they hire a city manager. They haven't been involved before.
But maybe they can include us now.
And they won't.
No.
They might.
I would.
The only thing I wanted to say, and I know you're going to work with them about it, is just to be careful that you don't put it on a Tuesday, because we've got our own board meetings, and then the...
No.
There's not a majority saying yes to you meeting with our city council.
I love that idea. As a matter of fact, I told them we're going to probably need input from the community.
Great.
And they're
and they
part
can
of our community.
Community forums.
Okay. I'll give them that date. Yeah. I will be happy to give them that date.
If principals, confidential, yes, confidential is a good group to meet with. There's directors and coordinators at the district level.
Cabinet.
I even like that you have here, one of the suggestions is the student representative.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. I know we have a West Community Youth Council.
Yeah. Okay.
So that may be the easiest group to get.
Is that?
And that's through the city.
But our principal at Coronado can help with that.
Okay.
West Covina Youth Council, correct.
We just had a parent come and speak about the issues of being Spanish speakers and not really having the support. So if there was a way that we could, English language learners, have them represented on what they would like to see in a superintendent. Yes. And to make sure that we get parents that, such as the ones that just came tonight, so we can, so they feel they have a voice in our district, and they can have some ownership.
And one more thing for me. Are you going to find someone just like Debbie again?
We're
going to
try.
Well, see here you have school site council members, parents. I mean, that's great. PTA, great. The principals, obviously. I mean, as many employees on every different level that you can meet with. It's perfect for me. As many parents as you can meet with. I mean, those are the people who are really impacted every day and have day-to-day interactions with the superintendent. And so I really would like to hear from them what they're looking for.
And we will produce for you a document that will show all of their comments. You just take pretty much verbatim.
Well, and I also like, I don't think we have a chamber of commerce anymore.
No, we have
and
a greater
West Covina. So the service club representatives is great.
And the former board members we don't need.
Is there any college or university?
Anything anything on the booster front? Booster Post Foundation?
Well, we have booster.
We don't have a foundation like you're thinking of, but we do have, you know, band boosters, regular booster clubs.
Is there a special ed CAC?
Yes, there is, but we don't have a district level. There's a SELFA level. I think what Cammie's talking about is really trying to get parents who are associated
right,
with
right,
the district.
Right, from our district.
We have some trainings.
Yes. Well, and you have this schedule of basically person-to-person meetings that you're going to have. Is there any way to get whatever the questions are that you normally ask to put on our district website?
Yeah. And you will also, we're passing out a copy of an online survey that we traditionally, it'll be modified and changed a little bit in order to fit West Covina, but it's a sample. And it really gives you some great data, and it's a great way to kind of, what are people saying about our district? And it captures every one of the comments that are written. So it's not just, are you good, bad, or indifferent, whatever. It will catch every one of the comments. And you can see that's why that document is so thick.
When we were doing the LCAP, we did a survey, and I was saddened to see how few people we actually had respond, because it was an important issue on how we were going to spend our funds. So I would like to have more community input onto that. How have you been successful? You had some great numbers on the ones you passed out. How did you get those kind of numbers?
One of the ways we're going to do is we're going to link it to your website. So people who go to your website will be able to go directly to the survey. And any place else that you think, you may be asked some of your site principals to link it to their website, and school sites. I mean, any place that you can put it in front of folks. We've seen some pretty creative principals who will use a back-to-school night or some kind of event, open up the lab and say, hey,
How about the robocalls with their schools?
We'll work with our principals. Okay. Once we have the dates solidified for all of this, we can also advertise it on our website. I'll work with you in getting out of the information.
And these stakeholder groups that you've described, they get a personal invitation. It's either a letter or an email. So this community day meeting is pretty well attended because it's a personal outreach. Then the community one, that's where it really requires a lot of effort to get people on that. So the robocalls or the marquees and things like that help. And then the link to your website, where school principals can really help a lot, saying, survey on there, please, access our website. And we get very, very good response when we work with our principals on that. So I think it'll be a variety of different ways people put their input into this process.
Will it be in more than one language?
Yes. Yeah, we'll work with them on that. We definitely have Spanish and English. And if we need another language, we'll work with them.
If you need any help.
Okay. Any other thoughts that you might have and so forth? That's why we left you our business cards. Please email us.
On your sample district letterhead, you had the bullets of things that you were going to be including with candidates you were going to be inviting to interview. I just wanted to see if we could add the strategic plan in our LCAP.
Yeah. You can put anything you want.
Okay.
Because we're giving that to you.
Okay.
For you to use within that.
Thank you. That was, since we have one, and the LCAP is really important too, just so the prospective candidates know what our district is doing and the direction we're headed. Thank you.
What we'd like to do next is kind of spend a few minutes with you talking about the strengths and characteristics that you're looking for in the new superintendent. So we just kind of work back and forth. We don't attribute anybody, even as part of the process, taking input from folks out in the community. We never put names to them or anything. They're all done sort of anonymously. Of course, if you go interview the police chief, and there's only one,
right,
who that is. But it would greatly help us for you to share with us what kind of strength, what kind of background, what kind of characteristics this person
needs to have in order to be successful here. And we already know a lot about Debbie and the success she has. And we think we know why that is also. But we would love to hear from you as part of this.
But one of the things that we weren't in declining enrollment when we hired Debbie, and we are now. So I would really like somebody with experience on what to do when there's declining enrollment, maybe trying to, since we're an open enrollment school district, how to recruit more students in, if you have to make cuts, how we can keep that away from the students. So someone who has some of that experience to me right now would be really important, because this is new for us. We haven't had to face declining enrollment.
I had 6 top things, which I added only one from my prior list 3 years ago. Yeah, so the first was a prior superintendent. I think that expertise is really, really important. And as much as our district is small and people tend to think that they want it as a stepping stone, I think having a prior superintendent with that expertise. My preference is to see someone who has prior been an assistant superintendent of instruction or a director of instruction. I'd like someone who has strategic plan experience, someone who's actually led the process and implemented it, especially given the fact that now we have LCAPS and we have to, in essence, the state has forced every district to do a strategic plan. Somebody who has charter school familiarity and strong prior relationships. The one that I added was the excellent command of professional learning and professional development and teacher of teacher trainings. That's really, really key, being able to understand it, being able to empower people within the district, like our teachers. We've seen so much, thanks to Debbie's leadership, we don't function in silos. We're now functioning as a unified district. So, and then my last one, which I'm still keeping, is my preference is out of state, national. Again, like I said, there's a bigger world out there. So getting those different perspectives is really key. So those were my top 6.
For myself, I got a chance to visit all the schools with Debbie, and this is somebody on the board this year since February. I see how the teachers react towards her. She sits up high, but you would never know it, because the way she carries herself, the way she treats her staff and these teachers, and they respect her so much. And to see the visit and see how they react to her when I go to her, they're crying. They love her so much, and she's done so much for this district, which I've seen with my own eyes. And up under her leadership, I could really see our district really just improving even more. So I want someone just don't be. Yeah. Well, you know what? I just seen someone who's gonna treat her teachers with respect, like she does, and you would never know she was a superintendent the way she carries herself around the teachers, but they know who she is. But she it's not no I in team. She's a team. Team players, and she don't. It's not I. It's not me. She looks at everyone as an equal, and that's what I like. I look that way. We all undisputed teachers out here. We all one. There's we know where we at, but yet we're a team. And I want somebody to look at that like that. Staff and teachers with respect.
Teacher of teachers.
Yes.
We just want to make sure that they weren't crying because they saw her. They were crying because she had announced that she was leaving. So we just want to clarify that. They were visibly upset
she
after
did
she made
she did
the
lot.
Announcement.
Yeah. She's done a lot for this district.
Mark, I think some of the key things that have, for me, is rests with you. The fact that you've placed 4 superintendents for us, not you gentlemen specifically, but the firm. So, go back into your notes and you'll probably get a pretty good idea. You use the term well-regarded. The district is well-regarded, well-respected. We have a lot of very unique, I believe, are very unique situations that's evolved over the last, 10, 15, 20 years that are very, very critical. Many of the things Mrs. Miranda Jimenez spoke to are very, very critical. So, and I think sort of what Mike is saying too is that somebody that can help to evolve those particular strengths that we have, build on those strengths, develop those strengths, and really move the district forward. And I think that, quite honestly, it's going to be a fairly easy process for you. And that's all I have, really. We'll talk some more privately on. Yeah, absolutely. So, go ahead.
I had a question. The timing of this, I thought, was going to be very difficult, trying to find a sitting superintendent, which we've always had a preference for, to bring someone in the middle of the year. Now, I wasn't part of the conversation, but it looked like you thought that we would be able to get a sitting superintendent by January. But I, since I wasn't part of that conversation, why do you feel so strongly that we can get a sitting superintendent in January?
I think whether it's sitting or superintendent or an assistant superintendent, I really believe that coming in the middle of the year is a better time because you have an opportunity to be part of the planning, the budget, and the staffing for the following year rather than being handed something that's done. So my preference would be to come in January, be part of the development of all of the parameters that are going to affect your next school year rather than have them handed to you and really not have any effect on you. So that's the way I feel. That's been my experience. In fact, I actually have done that twice.
Okay.
Yeah, I just prefer that.
We just completed the searches. Well, I think the board's acting on it. Where are we? In Orange County, and we have the best searches we've had in years. And so I think it speaks more to the quality of the district and the time of year.
Yeah.
It was just remarkable. Just remarkable. And so we didn't see that at all. It was a challenge. We had excellent deputies and excellent superintendents who all applied to the position and the board was very pleased. So I think that's my different. Now, getting someone here on January 1, that's a little tight based
right.
on December 13th. But, you know, we're talking about a January time frame, a mid-year time frame, and I think we'll be very fortunate in getting a good group of candidates here to the state.
Dennis, Mike, I know the word is out that Debbie is leaving. Have you guys heard from people to come
absolutely.
To?
Absolutely. And you have to realize also that an important part of the recruitment is Debbie tells people that she's had an incredible experience here. And she, the first question when we get asked is not how much the job pays. It's always what's important to work with. You know, the good people that you can. And, you know, they're calling Debbie and asking Debbie. And Debbie's saying to them, hey, you know, this is a district that has, as Steve said, built a great foundation and they want to keep moving. So, yeah, that's an important. You've got, I would tell you this, this will be a lot easier process than last year.
Well, and I think the one thing I want to add is, and it'll be in your previous notes, is it's important for us that whoever we interview and whoever we decide on wants to be here for a while, that this isn't a stepping stone for them. And that's really one of the most important things because, you know, we like the stability for our students, our staff, and quite frankly, ourselves. And so I think that's one of the reasons it's been a priority that the superintendent has previous experience as a superintendent, that it's not somebody just moving into the position who sees, you know, us as a mid-sized district, stepping stone to something bigger and better.
Right.
And I think you said something really important, Jessica, and I think everybody here heard that, was it's you're making the selection. It's your decision of who you interview. It's your decision who you hire. We facilitate the process. We provide you background. We provide you information. But it's your decision. And that's an incredibly important part of this. It's your district. It's your responsibility.
All right. Thank you very much for your presentation. You've heard what we have to say. Or did you have other issues that you need to resolve?
One other thing I just want to double check is we wanted to do is we want to sell the district. Give us one or two reasons why somebody wants to come here.
Well, you had it in there, award-winning schools, and we have an excellent LCAP and strategic plan. We've got a great framework. We have an excellent framework.
Best students and best teachers, best supportive staff anywhere. You're not going to beat it. And you're going to be here. You're going to come here. You're going to be happy with it. When we visit the schools, it's a family. And people care about students here. And if they care about students, they're going to love it here.
She said the right word. It's a family. You're coming into
or
a family.
West Covina family.
And the city has come together so much. It's amazing.
Now you mentioned challenges. You mentioned the declining involvement.
Yes.
Is there any other challenge that we should be aware of?
Well, we've taken on additional special education students, and that will be a challenge as. Especially we have we took on the emotionally disturbed program, and I know that principal has really taken on a lot, and so if somebody has that special expertise, because she expressed to us her concerns about making that successful and needing the support of not only the board but the superintendent in that process, and that's new to us.
I mean, I'm real aware.
You've gone independent.
It's not now, and we have two charter schools. Yeah. So that's why that was my number four, because we have two.
Okay.
And because we have two, we get charter schools that keep knocking at our door.
And the last time you were here, one charter school was independent and one was dependent.
Right.
They are both independent now. So some of the challenges we had have gone.
Hang on just a second. Did you have anything to add as far as that... the Love Fest thing. Talk about that. No. All right.
We're just a great community. We're very diverse, and it's one of the positives. It really is. We're just very diverse and interesting.
We have worked very hard to develop alternative education opportunities for our parents. We want parents to have choice within the district. We're a district of choice. We want people to be here because they want to be here, because we offer something that they may not be able to get someplace else. So this is the kind of a program that I'd like to see, to develop that sort of openness to all kinds of opportunities, so we reach every single child in a broad scope of how we move forward in this district. All right.
Good.
So yeah, well, I got to go last, so.
Well, and that may be one of the other things to add to your criteria. Somebody who's open schools, who's experienced the different types of schools we try and offer, and who can bring more suggestions.
Did you have anything else?
The last thing is just our communication, and I'm going to have to see if we're going to do it like we are, to be through you as board president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we'll coordinate between you and Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that'll be fine. All right, and you're going to stick around. We're going to go to closed session afterwards to deal with some issues. The last item on the agenda is information session, Board of Education discussion, excuse me.
I just wanted to agendize for the next board meeting so that we can discuss the subcommittee meeting with the city. I didn't want to do it in my quick report. There's actually things that I want to update. So that's all. Like I guess it would take a moment. And then if you can close them on.
Oh.
Sorry? Oh, well, when we do close, so that she can.
It's a.
It's the official Red River.
Yes. Not this Saturday, the next Saturday. The 24th.
Yes. Okay. All right. we have some dates to remember. On October 24th is the Red Ribbon Rally. Say No to Drugs program. It's a free pancake breakfast. It's a great program. What?
25th.
Okay. October 25th. And our next board meeting is October 28th, 2014. And with that, we will adjourn the meeting. And before we do, first of all want to say thank you to Cami Polis for the nice words she said at the beginning of the meeting with respect to Larry Henry's passing. Larry was a very dedicated, devoted, my goodness, he was here since he was a student at Edgewood High School, and I'm not sure he was with the district that entire time, but he did as an alumnus to the high school, and he passed away this week, and it's a very sad time for us, a very, very important person to our program at Edgewood High School and Edgewood Middle School. And with that, I'd like to adjourn in his memory, and with that, we're adjourned at 8:35.